Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of going to school, Melissa Resch is the principal of the number, let me make sure I got this number right, 4 high school in the country, Peyton College Preparatory High School. Principal Resch, welcome to WGN Radio. I'm John. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations to you, your staff, families, and students.
Thank you. We are very excited about that number 4 ranking.
Would it kill you to be number 3, number 2? Are you a competitive person?
Well, I have
person?
To say we were number 9 last year, so
oh.
I'm going to be pretty excited to share that number 4.
No kidding. And by the way, I'll just look at some of the metrics here with you. You probably know them, but 98% graduation rate. When they say 1 to 100, how college ready are your kids? They get a 99.3. Almost 1,200 students there. Who are the students at Peyton College Prep?
Well, that's a really interesting question because we have a very diverse student body. So, of course, we're part of the Chicago Public Schools, so our students come from across all zip codes in the city, and we represent all zip codes, all socioeconomic status, race and ethnicity. So we really are a microcosm of the city itself. Our students are some of the most high-achieving students in the district. They come in with excellent test scores, academic skills. But what I think makes them truly special is that our students are born leaders. They're very earnest and dedicated in serving the school community and the community at large, and that's what makes them so special.
How does a student get into your school?
So we are a selective enrollment high school, one of the 11 selective enrollment high schools in CPS. And so students are selected based on a combination of their grades in seventh grade, their NWEA MAP scores from seventh grade, and then a selective enrollment exam. And so that point total is what is used to select the students.
Boy, what a moment that is in that kid's parents' life when they get the letter.
And actually, this Friday is the GoCPS application decision day, so students across the district will be getting their notices on Friday. So our next class of 2025, will get the good news this Friday.
Any news about that class? How will school be handled? Same number of students? Any new thing about the new class?
I would say the biggest update for us, which I'm really excited about and so is our community, is that there really is a push from CPS to ensure that selective enrollment high schools are more representative with respect to our diverse learners, so students with IEPs with special learning needs. So next year, for the first time, Peyton will have an average that matches the district average for students with disabilities. So we're expecting about 14% of our freshman class will be students with IEPs. I'm really excited to welcome more diverse learners into our school as we continue to extend access across the district to more students.
What do the kids pay to go to your school?
We're a public school. We're part of the Chicago Public Schools. It's totally free, just like any other school in CPS.
Do you reach out to try and find kids that are economically disadvantaged, though, or from either poor neighborhoods or have other strikes against them, you know, out of the gate?
Sure, absolutely. So the selection process for all of the selective enrollment schools uses a tier system that's meant to identify students based on socioeconomic status, but also those tiers are calculated with a variety of factors. But when we do our recruitment, we intentionally go to visit schools that are in Tier 1 neighborhoods so that we encourage students from marginalized communities to apply. We're really excited to ensure that we're meeting the needs, the diverse needs of every student. And then I would say that as I'm thinking about principal discretion, which are the students who I get to choose based on their application, I'm absolutely looking for students who may not have had some of the advantages that some of our other students have had.
So how many kids apply and how many get selected for the next class?
That's a really great question. I actually don't have the total application numbers for this year for Peyton, but I do know that we are looking to have a class of around 315 is the final number that we're hoping to land on. So we make more offers than that, but the hope is to get a nice, well-rounded class of 315.
And you probably get more than 3,000 applications.
Yeah, so that all goes centrally through the GoCPS application. So central office actually manages the entire high school application process, and we're just a small part of that.
Is there a lot of pressure for you? I mean, so here you have kind of the cream of the crop, and the whole country looks to Peyton Prep. So, you know, you'd better achieve, by golly. You'd better get these kids in college. Do you think about it that way, or is it just great because you're getting such happy, qualified students?
Well, I would say so. So I started at Peyton in July. I'm a new principal. And one of the reason, what gets me up in the morning is not test scores. What gets me up in the morning is how are we meeting each individual student's needs to help them be the best versions of themselves and to be ready for the next step. I like to say that I show up for the day after graduation so that students are as ready as possible to pursue whatever it is they want to pursue. Certainly the pressure is there to keep up that academic excellence and to keep winning these types of awards and recognition. I would say, though, that for me, the larger focus is not just in keeping that number four ranking nationally or number one in the state. It's really thinking about, are we number one for each and every student? Have we met their needs? Are we centering the various identities at our school? And are we a generative place that meets their social-emotional needs, that meets their academic needs. So that's really where my focus is.
But don't you want your kid to go to this school? Don't you want her to be your principal? You're making me want to go back to school.
But I have to say, I want to make sure that I say that in order to get that number four ranking, first of all, we have amazing students who show up with so much to bring. We have an incredible staff. Our teachers and non-classroom teachers just work so hard on behalf of students, and we get an amazing amount of support from families. So it really is a community effort.
Are your kids learning at home right now or hybrid? How are they doing it?
So we have students in hybrid. Our opt-in rate for CPS was actually the highest for any high school in the district. So in our first week of hybrid, we had a little over 60% of our students return for at least one, and I expect that number to creep up a little bit as we've had about 70% of our students opt in. As more of our students get their vaccine, I think that we'll see them through the door. But it was a wonderful week last week to welcome students back into the building, and for me, as a newer principal, to have students in the building for the first time was just a celebratory moment for us.
Melissa Resch is the principal of Walter Peyton College Prep High School. U.S. News World Report's annual ranking of 24,000 public high schools ranks this school as number four in the USA, number one in Chicago. Nicely done. Our best to the students and the families, you and the staff. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Congratulations to them, huh?